All right.
Oh, Rudy would like to have his own hog farm.
Is that kind of like that place in Vegas that Big Fatty always goes to?
I think that's the Wild Hog Ranch. Maybe, you know, since this game was made in the 80s, maybe that's what he went on to do.
Maybe.
His dreams came true. And Danny wants to win the Oscar for Best Actor.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He would like to have his own hog farm.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2391 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 14th of March 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all got some voice letters and an Axe Big Fatty question or two. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Pie Faces Big. Fanny Volga, hi everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're pie faces today because y'all today in the US of A is 314. Big Fanny, that's pie. It's true. And y'all, even though the old game night gals have shut it down, Big Fanny, take a lesson from them in soon enough. Brian of the Game Night Gals, loves the pie. Yes, Big Fatty. And Curtis, Big Fatty, he's on your list, isn't he? Both of them are on my list right now. Brian gave this, list of, little shows, that were his, favorites. And y'all, there was a little show that was missing. And I put on the Twitter, I think you missed one. And he said, no, I didn't. And, you know, then I'm trying to play the Words with Friends, with Curtis. And Big Fatty, he just ignores you, just like he did when he did his little, oh, Big Fatty, yes, Big Fatty, happy pie day.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty questions today come to us from that Kathy Marshall. Yes, Big Fatty, she sent them in during So-So Question Month, it's true, and these were excellent questions. Kathy Marshall says some great So-So questions this year, Big Fatty. I think you evaded Mag. Big Fatty, you've already read that. And Spamples made my day. I was wondering about those caterpillar boots of yours. It must take a lot of those little devils to make a whole boot. Are they the fuzzy caterpillars, spiky caterpillars, or smooth, vibrantly colored caterpillars? And how do you tan a caterpillar hide? Circle the ones. And then she sends me a link to the 20 different kinds of unique caterpillars. So anyway, Kathy Marshall, thank you so much for the post over there at the BFO. And these are excellent, excellent questions. First of all, Kathy Marshall, I don't like caterpillars. There's just something, the way they move or something. Big Fatty, it's kind of like the way you move. Well, I guess so. But anyway, these are caterpillar as in heavy equipment. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your heavy equipment. No, we do not need to hear about that. Oh, no, especially not Kathy Marshall. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, while I was preparing Kathy Marshall's questions, y'all, you know, I told you about the little 25-year-old that had just moved and to Fat Acres, and I had said to him, you know, he's not looking for a hookup or anything like that. I welcomed him to the neighborhood and said that he should come over for a glass of wine sometime. I told him I was the old fart. Big Fatty, everybody knows that's true in the neighborhood. And when I got ready to read Kathy Marshall's question, I got a testimonium on the Grin Doctor. Hi. You up for that glass of wine tonight? I said, yes. So, y'all, he came over here to the villa, and y'all, just as nice as he could be, a little quiet. Which I Big Fatty coming into your villa and seeing how horrifying you are, I'd be quiet too. Well, okay, and but y'all, we had a nice glass of wine, and it's a Moose Pea wine, so it was a big hit. Y'all, I'm finishing. You gave three glasses of wine out of a bottle, and y'all, I poured them strong, and so I'm having 1.5 glasses instead of, we got 2.5 glasses instead of 3. So I'll be having that, y'all. I expect, y'all, by the way, on Sunday night, didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn. Big Fatty, is that Whitman Tinker? Well, it is. Dr. Stone, yesterday on the 20, said he didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn either. And Whitman Tinker's getting around. It's true. Both coasts. Anyway, so y'all, I think this glass and a half of the Moose Pea wine is going to, and y'all, Sunday night was clean sheet night. Yes, Big Fatty, and you, since you didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn, you didn't sleep like a baby, so they'll be clean again tonight. It's true. So y'all, I'm going to have this wine, and hopefully I'll sleep like a baby. But we'll see. We'll just have to wait and see. But anyway, y'all, the young man came over here, and he was just as nice as he could be. He's a cosmetologist, and he does hair and... hand nails and something else, makeup, and so anyway, but Big Fatty, I'm sure he was horrified by your hair. Well, I can only imagine what he would think of Granny's. Big Fatty, Granny doesn't have any hair. Well, that's true too. So I think we've got one more Ask Big Fatty question. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our second Ask Big Fatty question today comes via the e-letters, and y'all, it's from international straight boyfriend, my number one straight boyfriend, y'all, that's Straight Bob down there in the future, and he says, Dear Ask Big Fatty, I realize this is an unfair question to ask, but I have to. If you had to do without something for 6 months, would you choose Apple products or the penis? XO. First of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. It's always lovely when your international straight boyfriend is asking you about the penis. Yes, Big Fatty. This is an excellent question, and you are correct. You're absolutely correct. It is a very... very unfair question because the older Big Fatty gets, I could probably do away with the penis for a year, but You know, if I did away with the Apple products, there wouldn't be a little show. Well, Big Fatty, I'm sure that if we took a poll, most of the BFO listeners would hope you'd choose to give up Apple products. In fact, if you did, they'd probably all say, oh, Big Fatty, we just love a B-flat. It's been a while since we've heard that. But, unless it was a straight Bob penis. Big Fatty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
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 Hi.
I'm just calling for...
Hi.
Poodle McNoodle.
Hi, this is Poodle.
Hi.
Hi.
Poodle.
Hi.
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 Oh, I know you probably don't remember me, but...
No.
I was a Pride 48 a few years ago.
Oh.
And, you know...
Uh-huh.
We kind of...
Uh-huh.
Well...
Huh?
We hooked up together.
Oh, we did?
Do you remember?
No.
Oh. That weekend in Las Vegas was...
Yes?
Oh, it was just...
Lovely.
Heaven.
Lovely.
I shall never forget you, Poodle.
Oh, thanks.
I just hope you're well. And
I
hope you're having a good life.
Oh, yes.
I just want you to be happy.
Oh, happy.
You know.
Yes, very.
Those few days we had together.
Yes.
They were precious to me.
Precious.
They really were.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
This is me.
Me?
Debbie the Dash Hound.
Debbie, oh.
So I just want to say I love you.
Whoa.
Goodbye.
Whoa, a wiener.
Goodbye.
Wiener dog.
Goodbye,
Poodle. Oh, a bee. Hey, y'all, that was odd. Bee. Hey, you can say that. That again. Y'all, evidently that's Poodle. Who was it? Big Fatty. It was Debbie the Dachshund, or Dash Hound, as she said. I believe if I'm correct, she was German. Perhaps she knows that Michael in Stuttgart. You know, Michael in Stuttgart is Miss Beaver's second cousin twice. Yes, Big Fatty, he unsubscribed years ago. He'll never hear it. But anyway, you hooked up with a wiener dog. Big Fatty, don't call her a wiener dog. She did not have a wiener. Oh, okay. But anyway, Debbie, the Dash Hound, thank you so much for the call. I'm sure Piddle. Big Fatty, I did not piddle. Poodle brought back good memories for Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, roof, roof.
Big Fatty, ow, it's me, Larry. Larry Hideaway Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Because H does sometimes stand for hideaway. Had just a shitty week, been getting bad, up and down, tooting and hollering and doing and money spending and breaking down. So I decided I needed to get away. So I'm about to pull here onto Thomas K. Scott Road. I might have known that as a secret road. I will sanction driving down in the jalopy. And it's been a little bit hiding away at the Larry's Hideaway. I'm not in the Motor Mansion, mostly because I didn't trust it. Two, because I didn't want to, you know, putter down the road at 40 miles an hour. And three, because it's a quick weekend trip. I left the call line about 12:45 and had to run by the Motor Mansion to get my swimming pants, and I changed clothes while I was in there, and grabbed some lunch, and then eventually got on the road, and it's 4:30, and I am pulling up to the Lairs, and I'm gonna have some sort of hootenanny tonight, and tomorrow night there is an unfortunate drag show complete with go-go boys, as well as a open bar and some hors d'oeuvres. God only knows what Costco platters they'll be serving up. But anyway, so I just wanted to call and give everyone a heads up and that there would be some dead alligator in the road reports and all that fun stuff. And yeah, that's all I got. So I will when I have an update. I'm sure I'm going to have to run out. Well, I know I do because I don't have any ice. So I got to run out and get a bag of ice and some mixers for the bourbon. So, all right. Yeah.
Yes. Y'all, that, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, that Veda went to the Larry's Hideaway last weekend, left on for right, and drove down there. And y'all, he gave me an update on what went on over the weekend. And y'all, he does have a call recapping the weekend, but y'all, I'll give you a little preview in two words, and those words would be let's just say three things. The one would be Velcro shoes, vomiting, and Marines. Yeah, Gussie, y'all got an e-letter. It wasn't an e-letter, it was a post over there at the BFO. Y'all, is from that Chris in Tennessee. Yes, Big Betty, he won the so-so question contest. It's true. And Chris says, well, I've never felt more so-so in my life than I do at this moment. Thanks so much to Kathy Marshall and Peter G for sponsoring this very mediocre contest. And Chris, congratulations on your $28 gift card. Congratulations, y'all. I got just the sweetest e-letter from that Joe in Dallas. You know, he was a former number one fan of the BFO. And y'all, he sent in some short stories for Short Week. And y'all, I wasn't sure if Joe in Dallas was still listening to the BFO or not, but y'all, I wrote him back and I said, this means the world to me. Wasn't sure if you still listened. He says, oh, you dear sweet man, I listen every week. I don't write as often as I listen, but your laughter and stories get me through my work week. Hugs to you and Poodle. Oh, Big Betty, we love Joey Dallas. It's true. And so, y'all, when Short Week comes around, we've got some stories from that Joe in Dallas. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, the old gal was having a tooth removed on Monday. And y'all, I'm happy to report that she made it, Big Betty. They leave. Oh, yes. Big Fatty, does that mean she's only got one tooth? No, she had more than two teeth in her mouth. Big Fatty, all right. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday. Y'all, it's been raining all day on Monday, and it's supposed to rain all night Monday night. Y'all, then it's going to get cold, and I know a lot of you up there in the Northeast are expecting the snowmageddon, so stay warm. Big Fatty, I hear Patrick playing there. Woodhaven is going to get 24 inches. Well, I'm sure Patrick Plain can handle 24. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the former game night gals, and Curtis, what do you got to say about not playing Words with Friends with Big Fatty?
He would like to have his own hog farm.
Oh, I'd like for you to play a word on Words with Friends, too. Happy Pie Day!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.